If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Okay, let's see, 6.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What? Good morning and welcome to Thursday. All day today. It's the 16th of September. That's the date?
Well, that's exactly the date.
That is exactly it, right? Because I did not get a copy of The Guardian, is it? I need to go and hunt on this floor and be like, yo, all it warm to me. Some morning show I do, you know, I don't get it. But good morning, and if you do need to get a copy of Your Garden, it's only $3, so I might have to make a little walk down to the corner, Val. I think I have a $3 there, you know.
Or you can get a job at the Guardian Media Limited and get free papers.
I'm gonna try that next time.
Well, I have my copy of The Guardian.
I know, I got your voice note, show off now, and I ain't here beating up. But you know what, we're gonna do the do anyway. Good morning again, welcome to Thursday. The downside to the weekend, I woke up late this morning, so it was a little mad scramble to get here, but I'm here, and I'm in one piece. I was worried for a second, huh?
Yeah, it's thank God both of us, we live relatively close to the station.
Relatively, but you know
what? Imagine waking up a little late in the morning, but then not having to leave, I don't know, maybe Santa Flora.
Santa where?
Yeah, that's out.
But guys, if you're now waking up and you're supposed to be up earlier, what I could tell you is you're not in that boat alone. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay. We'll survive, right? So what's the front page of The Guardian this morning?
I can tell you first, it's sunrise. It's a bit delayed, but I can tell you that it looks, Danny, I think we're going to be in for a Sahara dusty day today. It looks that
way. Yeah, I sneezed as soon as I walked out of the house. So I figured, okay, it must be dust. And I looked around and I was like, okay. But I didn't have really much time to stop and observe. So the sun is late as well, too. It's not just me.
It's trying to pierce through, but I guess, it's quite obvious. The dust is pretty thick this morning. And at this hour, it's kind of hard to tell how thick it is, you know, until later as the day progresses. You start to realize, wait a minute. My view of the northern range is somewhat obscured.
Yeah, and it's not rain.
But
we definitely need to check out the weather in your Guardian. You know, you're going to be the weatherman this morning.
Of course, the
lead story and some other interesting stuff in the Guardian as well. We have your personal picks this hour, your entertainment news, and of course, the Valston DJ Danny till 9 a.m. What more you want?
There's nothing else to want.
All right.
Who cares about the lotto?
Who cares?
Who cares about free food and...
Yeah.
And jewelry and vacations and yachts, and they got us.
Yeah, I know, I want to check out that land yacht yesterday as we bring up yachts again, but we could talk about that too.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys, some AJR, some Bruno Mars right here as your morning reset, kick starts as we take you guys till 9 a.m.
Get so comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park, Brooklyn Y in my fridge, still I'm not feeling grown. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out. Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Let's go out with the bang. your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
It's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
If you're now joining us, good morning and welcome to Thursday. Your Thursday morning reset, Valster DJ Danny. We're taking you all the way till 9 a.m. right here on 951. So I went and hung down a copy of the garden earlier. Like, seriously, I will say good morning to Micheline, who you could always count on to hook you up. So Micheline had a copy, and she was like, yeah, you could. Do you want me to put one in the studio for you every morning? And I was like, oh, that would be awesome, you know, that somebody thinks about us. Pretty awesome. So I'm able to look at the front page of The Guardian, and yeah, I'd probably rather have seen something else on the front, but we know this trial has been going on. So Rotten Justice is the headline. Sean Luke's mom angry as son's killers get off easy. The duo apparently will only serve 12 and 18 more years in jail. And she feels that the system at some point will probably let them walk earlier. Seeing a sub-headline below that, Dayal saying, Nicki made us waste resources. So I'm sure he's weighing in on that Nicki Minaj controversy that seems to have everybody and their nenen and their good nenen cousin involved. Because I've seen Trevor Noah address it. I've seen it on Tucker Carlson, like Val mentioned yesterday. Tucker Carlson even said that they want Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend to reach out to them because the Fox News host said he will find himself in Port of Spain to interview the individuals. So I don't know. I don't know if he wants to speak up. Anybody out there with some swollen testicles that might be a friend of Nicki Minaj's cousin, they're looking for you. I've also seen it on CNN. Sanjay Gupta addressing misinformation in terms of what the vaccine's side effects are capable of and what it's not capable of. So this story, I mean, if you think she only tweeted to 22.5 million followers, clearly it's shown that it's been amplified way, way beyond her fans and her followers. And at the end of the day, I don't think that our opinions of what she's doing, nobody's saying she doesn't have a right to an opinion. She very well does. She has a right to the vaccine as well, or to not take it. That's her prerogative. But at the same time, she does not have a right to spread disinformation. It's just a disservice to, you know, what's taking place in this pandemic at this point in time. So I wonder what Val thinks. I wonder what the Valster thinks. So let's see what he weighs in on that. And a whole lot of you on the chat to say good morning to, so we can jump into some of that as well. Okay, so let's see who's there. Let's see. Good morning to Senor Santana, wishing everyone a fantastic Thursday today. Catherine is on the chat. Good morning to Bina and Ash, early risers as usual. I want to say special good morning going out to Stephen and the team at Lil Amazon Pet Store, Mr. Mohammed and crew. Good morning. Thank you for hooking my, I wouldn't say my puppies because they're pretty old dogs, but my old doggies up there are very happy with their new little tags and so on. Good morning to Aaron. Happy Thursday to Clyde on the Savannah. And Baby Love is touching down as well. Guys, the number in studio is 394-9595. Please feel free to send me your WhatsApp messages and big ups and requests. And if you're now joining us, good morning. Welcome to Thursday through Friday, as we like to call it around these parts.
Yes, I wasn't joking about that Sahara dust today. When you could actually stare at the actual sun, the entire circumference of the sun while it's up in the sky without having to like dig your eyes up because it's glaring, you know it's Sahara dust. Like, what?
So are you are you able to identify the actual particles of dust as well?
Yeah.
You know you can name them, right? You know you can name them.
Oh, like my own little solar system, like a little look at the planets.
Like the birds that you know that used to bother me at 5 to 4 in the morning, now I just name them and it's like my friends.
Yeah, like, well, what can work for you is like if birds or any animals like real body in the morning, create a name for them.
Yeah, that's right? What I'm saying.
Right, and once you have an actual name for it, you hear it, you start to scream at it in the morning, Kevin! Gosh! Stop it!
Hush, it's too early.
Yeah. It works. It works. And no. they end up knowing their name. Like, oh, I am Kevin. I am Takash.
But it kind of, you know, I've kind of readjusted my mindset to get up around that same time too. Because, you know, if they're up, they say the wind catches the worm. Not I'm a big fan of worms, right? But I figured it was a sign from the universe. So,
yeah.
So Kevin and Prakash is my homies in the morning now.
Drink some coffee. Yeah, I'm Stephanie. In that way, I'm Stephanie. Like to make a set of noise. Right, so...
The Sahara dust. Tell us the weather.
3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning is normally a very tumultuous time when it comes to people who get the hepatitis, right?
Right. I got up on my couch at 2:48 this morning. I don't know how I woke up. I, of course, it was not where I intended
to sleep.
It's
probably that thing that lives behind the wall.
What? No.
In your house?
No,
it probably came out.
What, my dogs?
Well, if you want to call it that. All right, so 3 o'clock in the morning, check this story, ripped out of today's Guardian, page 9.
Uh-huh.
Recalling the harrowing experience, he said, this occurrence started approximately 3 o'clock this morning. We had tiles falling out of the kitchen, tiles moving on the floor, and I got up and tried to open the bathroom door, and the bathroom door could not open. And when I realized the bathroom door could not open, I realized something was wrong. Garcia knew that he had to get his family out of the house. So I wake up my family and I told them, let us get out of here. This thing looked like it more serious than we think. He was able to move out of their vehicles, but they had to fill a large crack on the road with bricks for the vehicles to pass. This is ongoing, yeah? The house started moving. It started to sink first, and then it started to slide. His house plunged several feet and then slid about 200 feet down a hill.
That is insane. I know
landslip destroys house in Claxton.
I know it sounds like a horror movie. It does.
It literally read like what?
But guys, if you check out that story, if you saw the pictures yesterday, a landslip destroyed. It was one house alone.
No, other houses got destroyed, but this one was like severe.
In Claxton Bay, but it looks like such a clear, sunny, beautiful day. Not like it's any kind of rain to say it washed down.
Well, you have to remember that the water, even though rain hasn't fallen in a while, it's still, you know, certain places where the drainage just doesn't happen that good.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that, you know, the integrity of the density then? I'm not an engineer. I mean, I'm real smart, but I'm not an engineer. Sorry, I was supposed to laugh at that.
But anyway,
things happen. Because our eye ain't seen it doesn't mean it's
not
happening.
It's
perpetuated, you know. So.
That is crazy. So where's the recourse for these homeowners?
That's what I always keep saying. People, you know, a lot of people...
Who's going to compensate me for my whole life?
But if you have a house which is an investment, whether it's a $10 million house...
Or a
$100,000 house that took you feel like 10
correct.
Million years to save for
correct.
This. Either which way, that is your palace... That is your board.
That's your home.
And insurance is something you need to go and talk to. And if it is your insurance provider that you're currently with doesn't give you the answers or the solace or the comfort of your policy, move on to somebody else. You don't have to stick to one person.
Yeah,
another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Khaled Insurance Company Limited. Go check them.
Val, we link up with you in our number two.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me drink. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I like you. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Promises now, can we be? But you can make me drink. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Kicks audio number two of your morning reset. Welcome to Thursday if you're now joining us. Valster.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
So did you check out the weather? Because I went
straight. Oh my God, I'm checking out in real time and I didn't even feel like I needed to actually check the Guardian for the actual wording. Because between the Sahara dust and the fact that it may or may not rain today, and the fact that also we were advised at the beginning of this month to look out for some heat spells of 34 plus. So I could just probably tell you, sunny, hazy, it might rain, a high of 34.
Is that what is said in the Guardian?
I don't know. It feels like it. I'm sure. I don't know.
Let me do a quick glance because I'm sure the Met Office is probably cringing at that weather report that you just gave us.
Or they were like, oh my God, we need to hire this
guy. We need to hire him forthwith. hot, breezy with brisk showers. I guess mostly hazy, hot, partly cloudy and breezy conditions. So everything. Forecast across both islands with brisk showers and isolated thunderstorms possible, favoring western and hilly areas of Trinidad during the afternoon. Street/flash flooding, gusty winds possible. Maximum 34. Well, I mean, like, 34 is the number to play.
Well, this is a real play with Pyong. I just know I think they break it down.
That's
oh my God, play 34. But you know what? 3 + 4 = 7. No, no, no. 3 + 4 = 1. Wait.
No, 4.
3, 4 = 12. And so they keep going.
So you can play all those various combinations.
About the time you dream 34, you're playing about from 1 to a million and something, you know.
Probably. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
So I have my story ready for the entertainment news coming up just about 7:25. So just over 13 minutes from now. And it's a doozy. When last year
that
I word?
I don't ask my last time I saw one. I don't normally look until after I flush. But seriously though, guys, I have another did you know fact or false for you today. All right.
And it's this is an entertainment news one?
It's along the lines of entertainment news, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll give it at the end of the entertainment news segment. And okay. Then later on, we'll probably weigh in on it, you know.
Well, it's fact. Well, I hope it's fact because it's entertainment news. You know, they have news.
No, so no, I should have to give it after the entertainment news. Yes. Oh,
okay, okay.
But it's entertainment. You know, it's based on... But
don't give us any
is
hints.
Is it fact or false?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, sure. Let's see. So let's say good morning quickly to before I play the next Ella Henderson, because RL, he put you all on jumping back on the chart. So let me clear up who's here. So good morning to Roger. Good morning to Anne-Marie. Roger, thanks for the heads up for that story. That's what I'm going to talk about in the entertainment news. So Roger knows what we're coming with. Good morning to Davis on the chat. Good morning to Scott, Rachel, and Sam. Sending photos of a doubles man and the man making doubles.
Well, I saw Scott's post a little while ago of doubles, and I know, I think... We need to go speak to that doubles man because I think Scott probably makes him feel a little uncomfortable sometimes. You know?
And I got no call from security being like, you know, a gentleman named Scott just dropped a little brown bag here for you. Nothing of the sort.
Oh, it'll be funny if you dropped a brown bag for you. Just a brown bag.
Good morning cool. To
go on textbook.
Let's go and listen to the ghost from Ella Henderson and let me come back in a short shorts. What's your ghost? The ghost of you wakes me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul that's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes the spirit shake. I had to go.
In a haze?
Turn it on.
Reset your days.
Turn it up.
With Val and DJ Danny. Val and DJ Danny.
It's time to jump into your daily dose of what's happening in the world of entertainment. Up to the minute, local, regional, and international news begins now. Okay, so we've been talking, you know, that top story has been that Nicki Minaj debacle about, you know, the impotent cousin friend and his swollen testicles, right?
Right.
Well, apparently, Nicki is alleging that Twitter put her in Twitter jail, but Twitter's denying that they did that, and of course she's saying it's for spreading COVID vaccine rumors. So they're saying rapper Nicki Minaj is claiming Twitter locked off access to her account on Wednesday, 2 days after she suggested, without any evidence, a COVID-19 vaccine caused her cousin's friend in Trinidad to become impotent. But Twitter says it did not take any action against Minaj. Now, in a Wednesday evening message posted to her IG stories, Minaj said she was placed in Twitter jail and prevented from tweeting. A claim that drew sympathetic responses from Tucker Carlson, your favorite person, Val. I know you rename him, right?
And yeah, of course.
And other conservative pundits. We cannot tell them what you renamed him to.
But I think everybody can figure out what I renamed Tucker Carlson.
It rhymes with Tucker, right? They said a Twitter spokesperson denied Minaj's claim Wednesday, telling Forbes that the tech company did not take any enforcement action on their account reference. They also told Forbes that Minaj's initial tweets about the coronavirus vaccine side effects earlier this week did not violate the site's rules governing COVID-related claims. Of course, we all know Nicki drew criticism Monday evening after announcing she wouldn't attend this year's Met Gala because attendees were required to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, which she's unwilling to do until, and I'm quoting, "I feel I've done enough research." This story just seems to be getting bigger and bigger as more people involved and weigh in. And I mean, like some real global, what do you call it? Global.
You make smart.
Global heads. Like, how is that even possible, right? Nicki has the Prime Minister of the UK tweeting. She has the head of the UK Medical Association. The head of the US Medical Association is like, whoa.
Well, you know what's Nicki's next step now? The only logical next step now, right?
What? Tell us.
To drop a new album with all its publicity? Come on!
She literally just did a couple weeks ago, but I guess you're right.
No, I mean a new. Yeah, a more album. but you know, also on the topic of Nicki, I'm seeing in today's Guardian, right? Uh-huh. So where our health minister, Terence Dial Singh, said that Nicki wasted government resources because they had to follow up on this. All right. And
so that's what I want to say. Did they find anybody that came to report while I get a vaccine and now, you know, I can't close my life? Like, how?
Well, you see, on page 7 of today's Guardian, the TNT Performers Association, right, is also saying that, you know, on behalf of all, as much as we're proud of Nicki flying TNT's flag and being a cultural ambassador, we're asking that she be more cautious in statements, as this is a very, very touchy time for TNT in trying to encourage people to be vaccinated.
Agreed.
But also on the following page, Minister worries that 60% of the country are still unvaccinated. More than half of Trinidad is unvaccinated.
And I know I saw a post circulating yesterday congratulating us on reaching 1 million jobs, but still nowhere near where we need to be.
Nowhere near. All right, but here's the next funny thing about this article, though, all right? Yesterday, a source close to Minaj's family members in Trinidad declined to comment on the issue.
Like, which but cousin?
We don't want Nicki Minaj's family's comment.
No, we want
Nicki Minaj's family's friend family's comment.
So, I mean, like, the Tucker Carlson post that I shared with you yesterday when he said they're willing to come to Trinidad. You know,
it was so funny. Tucker Carlson asked, "I don't know if you guys get this show in Trinidad, but if you do,
call me."
You know, that's how he started. Like, saying,
"Call me, hi Tucker. We have the internet and TV in these spots." You know.
Well, look at Nick. Well, here's the commonality between Nicki Minaj and Tucker Carlson, right?
What did you say?
Tucker, T for tumultuous, tippy tambo, and stamina.
Right.
Right. So, Nicki Minaj is in Twitter jail. Who was put into Twitter jail? Who was the biggest celebrity?
Donald Trump.
Right. And who is Tucker Carlson a brown noser for?
Well, that's what
I'm saying. So who knows? Maybe Nicki Minaj might plan to soon have an album with Kanye West and fly that good old Confederate flag.
Hopefully not.
But anyway, to clear up what Nikki said, it was not about her having to get a job to go. This is what she said.
Mm.
It's not about her having to have had a job to go to the Met Gala.
Right.
But she says her child was just born just about almost, what, less than a year ago?
Yeah, she's still, I'm sure she was
so still being a mommy.
Yeah, so and all fairness to her, all rights to her.
Of course. But at
the same time, it's just the canting nana and friend thing. We know that's long to old talking these parts. Like, don't hit me that now. And don't involve to none if you're going on our road.
Yeah, and I mean, who wanted to go see Kim Kardashian dressed as a black ghost anyway?
She's dressed as a Dementor.
If you want to get technical, yeah.
And listen, I saw the best tweet somebody said, you know, obviously she's back with Kanye when she starts dressing like a demon again. And it makes sense.
But do you know why her face is covered?
Did she have plastic surgery?
She had a pimple on her tip of her nose. And her being that popular, that was a no-no.
What? You just made that? Yes. This is a myth. This is a myth or fact section of it.
No, guys. It's now time for the fact or false. I'm going to hang up after I give this one, okay?
Let's hear it.
All right. So we all know who R. Kelly is.
Uh-huh.
All right. So apparently, he's in so much trouble and more court cases are coming up. And, he's fearful for what is financial situation is going to be.
Right.
So he still has a lot of connections in the music industry.
Uh-huh.
So apparently R. Kelly's management team is now trying to pursue an official R. Kelly remix of a song. They're trying to make like a collaboration featuring R. Kelly for a big remix. Now apparently he's all get go for it.
Uh-huh.
So right now they're in talks with Becky G.
Right.
For that big song Shower. And they're also in talks for Harry Styles for Golden. So they're going to get Harry Styles and Becky to sing a song called Golden Showers.
Can I win?
R. Kelly for the remix.
Definitely.
And he thinks it's going to be raining a lot on the charts. So, it's going to rain.
So
number one, maybe.
We have to guess whether that's fact or false, right?
Yes, yeah, fact or false. So,
okay, guys,
let me know if R. Kelly is really going to try and get a song called Golden Shower with Becky G and Harry Styles. Featuring R. Kelly.
Goodbye,
you let me know, okay, guys?
Goodbye, Val. Yeah, let us know. 394-9595. That brings us to the end of your entertainment news. Keep listening for the latest scoop. Mondays through Fridays, 7:25 a.m. and 3:25 p.m. This is 951. We speak entertainment.
Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Okay, guys, let's see. We have just about exactly 5 minutes already to the top of the hour, the 8 o'clock hour. Like, whoo, this number two real ran away with us. This was like a running number two. Just saying.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No?
Runaway number two? What?
Yeah, well, it did. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Running down number two is not a good thing. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Like, whoo, get your brain out the toilet, Valster. So,
it's so funny you telling me to get my brain on the toilet. And we have what percentage of our listeners right now, you think, are sitting on the toilet with the toilet door open so they can hear the radio in another room
and on their cell phone, right? Or reading the shampoo bottle because they forgot their cell phone outside.
Well, that shampoo bottle is one thing, nobody's gonna pick it up else other than the owner of the shampoo bottle in the house. But you ever thought about sometimes asking someone to use their phone for a second? The average person walks into the toilet with their phone. They come out of the toilet after their flush.
Yeah, your phone is and then they wash their hands, but their phone is thing covered
in poodiment, like sediment, but poo. Yeah.
Wow. So, sorry, I had to claim us over there. So you asked us to weigh in on that story.
Yeah, R. Kelly's trying to make some money and you can't get back to the man.
He's trying to team up with guys if
you
missed that one. Apparently, yeah, you need to determine whether this is fact or fiction. Myth or false?
Fact or false, let us know.
Right? Fact or false, so whether R. Kelly is teaming up with Becky G and Harry Styles.
Harry Styles for a remix for Golden Shower.
Well, I want to tell you that Aurora messaged and she said hard no with all caps, right?
But it would be interesting though.
Well, it just depends. Joanna wants to know why you're dragging Harry Styles into this mess. Like, what Harry do?
Harry didn't do anything.
Harry just minding his non-binary business.
No, that's what I'm saying. It says R. Kelly's management is trying to steal the deal, not Harry Styles.
Okay, well, makes sense. Share message, and he said he loves that segment, and he thinks that you should go a step further and do it like predictions, and you should be like called Valstradamus, and maybe like the Simpsons, they might come true. You might surprise yourself. I mean, sometimes you have some Ubi-ish tendencies, so I don't see why not. And I think Valstradamus has a good name to it.
I make certain predictions throughout my whole life. I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time they come true, but when they do come true, the right.
Right. You're all here too, you know. Good morning to Jerome. Good morning, Richie. Good morning, Sharina. And your beautiful picture of those blueberry scones. Ron is saying good morning to me and Val's bowl of cherries, not Val. Because so Val, okay, I'm assuming so you share this picture of cherries with other people besides me. That's what that's what's happening right now.
I need to give you a real story about those cherries.
That's not yours.
The fact story about those cherries.
Let's hear it.
So I got up this morning, I left the yard, and I went to get papers, grab a doubles, right? All that time I did our first opening up the show. When I drove back into my yard, I noticed the cherry tree was laden. So it's like, oh, cherries don't pick themselves. And in the littlest breeze, they fall off, and then I zip. Right? Yeah. Cherry hit the ground, and guess what? But you don't want that. So I picked the entire bowl of cherries so that I could reach. And then I proceeded to eat said cherries. Wow, said cherries and the sugar fall out because I don't understand how. It just completely have no sweetness. There was no real
cherries
protein.
Are like beautiful and red and full and perfect. And they have no taste?
Well, almost no taste, but that's okay because that's the beauty of cherries. Just a little pinch of cherries for the day and that's all the vitamins you need.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's very,
not.
Very true.
Sweet or not.
Very true. Yeah.
But Danny, I need to tell you about this and we can talk about this in the next hour.
Uh-huh.
I can even throw fact or false about this. But you know, you saw Jurassic Park, all the installments, and that's when they got DNA from, you know, past.
I actually rewatched Jurassic Park the other day after we spoke about it, and it was real good considering it's made in the early 90s, the CGI and what they went through.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This one, I would say, is it fact or false? But I'll just be, you know, spoiler alert, it's a fact. That a firm right now is raising $15 million US to bring back woolly mammoth from extinction. The actual plan is to mix woolly mammoth DNA with elephant DNA and bring back the woolly mammoth and put them to graze back onto the Arctic tundra.
Oh, geez.
Not in zoos. Ooh. Not in zoos. Put
okay.
it back out
well,
there.
Well, we definitely need to talk about that.
951 Morning Drive.
kick off your number three of your Thursday morning reset with The Weeknd, Take My Breath. I want to say a special happy birthday going out to Kabira, part of the Scotia crew up at Toyota. I want to say happy, happy birthday to you today. And a special good morning going out to your cousin, 7-year-old Aziza, and 3-year-old Amar. I hope you guys have an amazing day celebrating with Auntie. Well, with cuz, I heard they're more excited about your birthday than you. So I'm sure they're going to make it special, because nothing more amazing than a child filled with birthday joy, and it's not their birthday.
Hello, but adults are always really excited about children's birthdays, and all right.
Oh gosh, you don't need to tell me. You don't need to tell me.
You know, it's great. Like, I want to say happy belated birthday to my best friend Crystal Khan, and Crystal and Kieran.
Oh,
their
happy
son,
belated.
Logan was here 1 year yesterday, and he's just so cute.
He now born.
1 year. Yeah, he now born. That's what's going through that. Now born.
He now
and
born.
Bam.
So that means he's talking and saying, so next he's going to get a walk.
No, he got your walk already. He got your walk. But when you work it, you don't have to speak. Just, yeah.
I don't have to talk as yet. Makes
no,
sense.
Trinidad and Tobago, this is the land of people having more than one birthday in a year, and it's acceptable. And you know who taught us that?
Who?
Dr. Hyde. How many birthdays Dr. Hyde used to have? I know. All kicks aside, I grew up. Listen,
you
Dr.
So
Hyde
right.
had quarterly birth nights.
His birth nights used to be like in Mova, right? I remember that from any ads. Yeah, I've never been to any because, of course, that's a different generation. But it sounded like it used to be real lit. Like,
what?
Dr. Hyde.
I mean, I used to get my fill at Dr. Hyde going to Murray's College in the early days before the promenade was there, regular Independence Square.
Just Independence Square, right?
Yeah, he used to set up on a Friday evening a whole giant wall of speaker boxes.
What?
Facing on Independence Square.
Is this
facing
another false or fact or false section? Question.
Well, I'll let the listeners decide.
No, you need to stop doing this.
The Dr. Hyde set up a whole set of speaker boxes on Independence Square on a Friday. You went back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, did he? Let me know in the late 80s if
that
you remember
like,
this.
That sound like makeup thing.
No, I'm serious, on a Friday and just blast.
And blast.
Blast,
what?
Blast.
Blast music.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that the drag mall used to be on Independence Square. So,
mm-hmm.
around that time. So, I guess it could be a possibility. I'm not too sure. I don't know, guys. I don't know if all you want to weigh in on that one, because I feel like we're into nonsense territory right now, to be quite honest.
You really don't believe? Oh, then my fact or false segments are working.
Yeah, it is. You know what we need to talk about as well?
Tell me.
The odd spot at 820 foot pedestrian bridge in Ontario earns the Guinness World Record. What do you think the record is for?
An 820-foot pedestrian
bridge.
Well, clearly not for the longest.
Why would, well, Val, it's obviously the world's longest enclosed pedestrian bridge. You really?
Oh, enclosed pedestrian,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it has a roof. That's what it means. I don't know, guys. 11 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This next one is going out to Kabira, celebrating her birthday today. I hope you enjoyed this one. Some Journey right here on your morning reset.
Down the boulevard.
If you're now joining us, good morning. You're not too late as yet for the morning reset. We still have just over half an hour to go till 9 a.m. So, Valster.
Yes, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to, you know, spoiler alert. It's not a fact or false segment. This is an actual, you know, story this morning to share with you. So 10,000 years after woolly mammoths vanished from the face of the earth, scientists are now embarking. All right, hold on. Right, so scientists are now embarking on an ambitious project to bring back the beasts to the Arctic tundra. I'm not even kidding, guys.
Okay, what's the reason for bringing them back, though?
Because they can. You know what I mean? That's
no,
what they're doing.
But did we not see Jurassic Park?
Well, apparently the prospect of recreating mammoths and returning them to the wild has been discussed seriously at times for more than 10 years.
No, but I'm thinking if it could benefit the, you know, regeneration of some extinct...
Well, let me go with the article and you guys can figure it out, all right?
Okay.
And so let's go. The boost comes in the form of a $50 million raised by the bioscience and genetics company Colossal, co-founded by Ben Lamb, a tech and software entrepreneur, and George Church, a professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School. Now, they are pioneering the new approaches to gene editing.
Okay.
The scientists have set their initial sights on creating an elephant-mammoth hybrid by making embryos in the laboratory that carry mammoth DNA. The starting point for the project involves taking skin cells from Asian elephants, which are threatened with extinction, and reprogramming them into more versatile stem cells that carry mammoth DNA.
Wow.
I'm not even making this up, guys. The embryos will then be carried to term in a surrogate mother or potentially in an artificial womb. If all goes to plan, and the hurdles are far from trivial, the researchers hope to have their first set of calves in 6 years.
So they're really going to do this?
They're really going to do it. It's literally happening. It's in the process of happening. And this is just a template.
Exactly.
This is just opening the door for every
other creatures.
For every possible fossil they could extract usable DNA from.
I hope they find unicorn fossils, because that makes sense bringing back. Woolly mammoth, not so much. Unicorns and dragons, yay, no?
Well, actually, there's a reason why unicorns, they don't have unicorns anymore.
Why?
These creatures were killed out by man, because apparently when man tried to tame unicorns, according to
mythology,
read, right? Yeah, according to taming unicorns became very futile, because the people who were trying to tame them would be severely injured by the horn.
Right.
So they and they were also fighting with the normal horses. So they had, unfortunately, the only solution They killed all the unicorns.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay, so they don't exist anymore, right? So where can
no.
we find unicorn fossils to get their DNA?
The same place you can find other fossils. You have to look really hard for them.
Okay, makes sense. I don't know why I allow you to go down this road, you know. I don't know why. So a lot of messages coming in, guys. Keep sending them at 394-9595. We'll get to them in a short as your morning reset continues right here on 951.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
It's the thought of being when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling we're just getting started.
When the nights get colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind, just dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Then you say, I wanna dance. The music's got me going, and nothing I can stop how we move. Yeah, let's make a place and live just like we're golden and rolling like we're dancing fools. We don't need to worry, just where we're going, we know how to dance.
Don't need to talk, just work the work tonight.
show you that we can keep the fire alive.
Cause it's not over till the summer, say one more time.
Say, I wanna dance, the music's got me going.
So we're going to jump straight into bigging up some people on our WhatsApp chat this morning before, you know, time runs out with us, because it's just about 21 minutes before the top of the hour. So good morning, going out to Merle. Let's see, Val, who else is there? Good morning.
Well, that I can't tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Good morning to Gushwin. Good morning to Marlon, a.k.a. Dragon. I need to shout out Adeline as well. Good morning. And good morning to Angelia as well. She said I pronounced her name wrong the other day. It's not Angela, it's Angelia, as in Richard Marx. I didn't get that connection. You get it?
Yeah, he has a song called Angelia.
He does. Sing it now. I don't remember it.
Come on, man, people watching their car right now and hoping rain will fall. I'm not going to spoil the thunder.
I was hoping it fall for that one real easy, you know. I thought I slipped it in, you know, without you noticing.
People fall for me, okay? I don't fall for anything.
Wow. So, guys, just...
I think people fall and drop down when they see that in the mental table. Anyway,
and drop down. So we're right, talking about, tell me.
Right, so, you know, not so long ago we mentioned of the unfortunate house that slipped away in Claxton Bay.
Right.
And my cousin messaged me. Morning, Clarence.
Morning.
He said, that Bellevue is, Claxton Bay, is sandy, basically a lot of sandy foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of sand mines also in operation and some abandoned, he said.
Wow, so the land is shifting, obviously.
He lives just about 100 meters east of that area, so he understands, you know, but I mean...
But 100 meters doesn't sound very far.
No, he says it's right there, you know, so 100 meters, that's what, 300 feet?
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it. I'm not matzing right now. You go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm not matzing either. But anyway, guys, the truth be told is I made up a joke 2 days ago.
Okay, what a thing. But I want to say good morning to Sherwin as well, because he also lives in that area, and he sent a message saying that yeah, may have been happening a while now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys... okay, so let me ask some DJ. Okay, so to all the listeners, you know...
Ask us.
All right, so why it is when Batman get married, all right, or having any kind of function, why do they cook their own food?
Because Batman no cater.
Right, so everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
Right. But it real hard to talk to bad man about changing their ways and things. Right. That's a fact. It's set in the ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking everybody out there, why does bad man don't take guidance?
Why bad man don't take guidance?
Yeah, don't take no guidance.
Why?
Because it's only take dance and guilt.
Oh my, you made this up?
Yeah.
And you saved it for 2 days?
Yeah.
You should have saved it some more.
Wait, save it and put it in an account. Yeah, I probably should have saved it and put it in a fixed deposit.
You should have.
It might have
grown into something better than that. Guys, I got some third eye blind for you right here as your morning reset goes all the way till 9 a.m.
For me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who own motivation? She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. She say, I want something else. Get me through this. life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it to my nose. And I wish I could get back there, someplace back there, smiling in the pictures you would take. Up until you break, it won't stop. I won't come down and keep stop with the tick-tock rhythm. I bumped for the drop and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given, then I bumped again, then I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said I want something else to get me through this? Send me some kind of life, baby. Beneath my toes, the beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye.
Okay, so if you're now joining us on 951 Morning Reset, you came here to hear us sign off because we've come to the end of your Thursday morning edition. But don't worry, you have Friday still to catch us again as we're back in studio from 6 a.m. Dana's going to come and take over from 9 all the way till 12 noon. So Valsa, what's your plan for today through Friday?
Well, I have to do some serious adulting, so I have to go get some stuff done and I get some new tires and whatnot. Ooh. I want to say real good morning to Sheldon.
Morning.
Sheldon, Tire and Alignment Center out there in Takarigua. Was he seen by?
So you're going up there
today?
Today.
I'm heading up there today to do some business with Sheldon.
Tell me
and,
if they got any rims, because he told me they were getting some new rims and I'm very
course.
Anxious. Yeah, I want to get some.
I know. Ooh, some rims
shiny
on the
shoes for my fan. Yeah.
I wanted to throw this out this morning, right? For those of you out there, guys, if you have like aunts, uncles, grandparents of the older nature that's still alive and you haven't really gone and checked them recently, make an extra effort. It's twofold. One, to check up on them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we as Trinbegonians, a hoarder and a collector, two different things.
Right.
We have not really been quintessentially as culturally collectors in Trinidad and Tobago as that of like Americans and whatnot.
Correct.
So if you have older family or family relatives or whatnot, and they're living in a house they've been living in forever and they still have all their things, go sit to them and ask them to go through. Yeah, go sit to them and ask them to go through. Simple things like a original Carlsberg opener from back in the days. Something like from, like car accessories from their first. No, I'm just showing you how simple it could be that you can get things collected.
Yeah,
really,
but even the furniture, a lot of their furniture, like maybe hutches or bed frame.
Those Morris chairs.
Thank you.
My mom collects that. We have sets of those.
And plenty of your old aunts great-great-grandmother, those things were handed down to them as well. So it's not like
correct.
It's just their lifetime, you know? So
go see, because, a lot of times when family members and the older ones pass on, things are... is just thrown away when people just want to just clear the house and.
But we don't understand the value of it, of course, unless of course.
No, and it's not a matter of
some
monetary value.
Website somewhere and you see, you know, antique.
Yeah,
something.
All the old wares, the cast iron pots. You know, the Bilna, like the Bilna.
Yeah.
My mom uses now is the Bilna. She was using it since I was a little boy. Yeah. I mean, it's eventually it's some of my mom's cast iron pots in the future.
Correct.
I mean, I just, my sister's going to be fighting for that.
How much for a brand new cast iron pot, Val?
Yo, exactly.
Real money. Real money.
Right. So, if you have some time today, guys, and like I said, you know, go sit to that. Even the closing. Before when my grandfather passed, I told you I would...
polyester
bell bottoms and the polyester shirts. I went out rocking those stuff in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So it's for real. Go there and have a sit down and talk with them too.
You'd be amazed at the stories attached to these items.
Yeah, I mean,
how many
people are guilty listening right now? And luckily, even at least one grandparent is alive. Do you even know how your grandparents met?
Yes.
Do you even know if your grandparents went to school? At all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? You know, I learned something yesterday for the very first time of my father's father. He was an estate owner,
right?
In Mayo, Tortuga. I never know these things.
Well, you have to ask them.
Yeah.
And you know, they feel like the young people are so busy and they don't care and they don't want to. Not that they don't care, but they don't care to know. They don't care
Correct.
To know. You know.
Yeah.
So
it's really good. It's,
I endorse that message, Val. The most sense you've made for the entire morning.
History is one of my, if not my absolute favorite subject ever.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have an awesome day today, adulting, and I hope you get the hookup. I know Sheldon's auto is going to give you the hookup.
Yeah, I want to say good morning to Sheldon, better half rumor. Morning.
Yeah. So have a fantastic day today. And guys, on behalf of the Valsa, at exactly 5 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock, I want to say have an amazing day. Be kind, stay awesome. Keep rocking 951, and we'll be back in studio tomorrow to do your Friday morning reset all over again. I'm DJ Danny. We love you, and I'm out. Ciao for now.
In a haze,
turn it on.
Reset your days.
Turn it up.
With Val and DJ Danny. Val and DJ Danny.